The Lovebirds by Jessica. Mary Collins was thinking about Peter Mark again. Peter was a caring person with handsome hair and gentle arms. Mary walked over to the window and reflected on her relaxing surroundings. She had always loved Highland with its red royal roses. It was a place that encouraged her to constantly feel happy. Then she saw something in the distance, or rather someone. It was a caring figure of Peter Mark. Mary gulped. She glanced at her own reflection. She was a bubbly, upbeat tea drinker with pretty hair and modest arms. Her friends saw her as a loving and determined person. Once she had even rescued a puppy from a burning building. But not even a bubbly person who had once rescued a puppy from a burning building was prepared for what Peter had in store today. Rainbow's teeth like loving kittens, making Mary confident. Mary grabbed a beautiful rose that had been picked nearby. She smelled the flower, reminding her that things take time before blooming into a beautiful flower. As Mary stepped outside and Peter came closer, she could see a jittery glint in his eye. Peter gazed with the affection of 5,932 excitable rabbits. He said in hushed tones, "I love you and I want your love." Mary looked back, gazing into his hazelnut eyes. "Peter, I love you too," she replied. They looked at each other with rather calm feeling, like two real lovebirds that kissed at Valentine's Day, which had a waltz music playing in the background, and two friendly feelings to the beat. Mary and Peter stared at each other for a couple minutes. "I feel the same way," revealed Peter with a delighted grin. Peter looked relaxed, with his emotions blushing like a kitten. Then Peter knelt to the ground, pulled out a ring and said, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "I do."